MSO News Sports Now, we are joined by Scott Santino, a sanctuary naturalist and camp director from Mass Audubon, Ipswich River Wildlife Center, in Topsfield. And Scott, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Well, you have a number of programs, including one coming up on Friday called It's a Big Night. So tell us about that, and what's the big story you're trying to tell that night?
Yeah, you know, each spring we have this amazing occurrence when we get our first evening that is between 40 and 50 degrees, and we get a nice soaking rain. There are a number of these amphibians, frogs and salamanders, that kind of wake up from their winter sleep, and they migrate to these special little habitats that are called vernal pools. And vernal pools are typically found in woodlands. They are depressions in the ground, in the topography of the land, and they typically fill up with rainwater, snow melt, and or the water table. And so naturalists, you know, people who enjoy nature, really look forward to this thing called Big Night, where there's this migration of the frogs and salamanders to the vernal pools where they're going to breed.
Now, we have all the information on the post. People can go read about that. But this takes place, it starts at 6 at night. So we're kind of getting into those sunset hours, correct?
We are. And, you know, for a long time here at the sanctuary, we try to capture the real Big Night. But what you would need to do is you'd need to have a lot of people who are on call, ready to put on their rain gear and run outside to have fun in a cold, rainy evening. And it isn't the easiest thing to pull together. And so we brainstormed, how can we bring this special nature occurrence to life? And so what we've done is we've created a fun family program where people are dressed up as these frogs and toads and salamanders in character. And so families can come out and meet with these characters. We know they're going to be there, right? We don't have to guess on what night it's going to be. It hopefully will be nice weather. And they get to learn the whole story about what Big Night is and the importance of vernal pools and why these animals depend on them so much.
And that's the unique twist, correct?
It is the unique twist. We essentially have picked our own Big Night date on the calendar, which of course is Friday, April 8th, and that way we can guarantee that people can come in and have an enjoyable time and be able to learn about wood frogs, spotted salamanders, blue-spotted salamanders, and some of the other interesting characters that also utilize vernal pools.
Well, Scott, let's transition to April Vacation Week. That'll be coming up before we know it in just several weeks, but you have a whole program there, a day program there, Tuesday through Friday. Tell us about that.
We do. You know, we find that lots of parents, you know, when the vacation week come along, they think to themselves, well, you know, I still have to work. I'm not lucky enough to have a week's vacation. And so what we've done is we've put together a four-day series. Parents can sign their children up for the full 4 days, or sign them up for 1 day, 2 days, you know, mix and match. And each day has its own unique theme. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so it's a full day. And the parents drop off their kids, and they are with trained educators who are going to go on hikes and do nature exploration and really see the awakening of spring. It's a great four-day program.
Gotcha. Anything else, Scott, you want to share with us either one of these two programs we just talked about?
You know, one of the things that I'll add here is, you know, we run nature day camps during the summer months, which are 1 week and 2 week sessions. And so oftentimes I'll get camp parents say, you know, I'm interested in your programming. I'm not 100% sure if my child, you know, will fully enjoy the experience. And what I often do is I direct them to these vacation day programs. April Vacation Week programs are going to be a lot like a summer day camp experience, without the full week or 2 week investment of time. And so if any families are thinking to themselves, I'd love to find a wonderful nature camp to send my kids to this summer, how do I get to know more about it? If they were to send them to one of these April vacation weekdays, they would get a really good sense if that was the right program for their child.
All right. Scott, great information. Thanks for your time. And all the information, the contact information is on the post on our website here. They can get that from you. And so Scott, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Santino, a sanctuary naturalist, camp director at the Mass Audubon and the Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary in Topsfield, here on MSO News Sports.